Psychologists have determined that retirement is one of the most stressful events that some people will experience in their life. In this episode of the podcast, we'll look at ways to proactively deal with the stress surrounding the retirement process here on the Retirement Success Blueprint. There are many factors that contribute to success: skill, good work habits, positive mental attitude, and of course, proper planning. So let's head to the drafting table and get this Retirement Success Blueprint underway with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. I'm your co-host, Mark Killian. Let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome into this week's episode, this week's podcast of Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart and myself. Mike, of course, the founder at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, here to talk with me about steering clear of retirement stress. I like that idea, Mike. Stress is not something I think one of us wants to deal with more than we have to. And certainly once we get over a certain age, it becomes even less appealing.
Agreed. Yeah. Speaking of stress, I'm going to have a lot less stress because in about 2 weeks, as this is going through, I'll be in Hawaii. So I'm working on my own personal stress as well.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. We're taping this because you're going to be running away on me and going and knocking this out. This will be our later April episode, but very, very cool. And I'll be extremely jealous. But I hope you have a fantastic time. So, you know, if we can't all run to Hawaii and chill for a little bit in order to deal with some stress, Mike, let's talk about some ways we can do that from a retirement standpoint, from a financial standpoint, certainly, because, you know, you've been doing this 2+ decades. So you've seen a lot of different scenarios and ways that things can go good or bad. So let's just talk about a few ways of dealing with that stress. Understand that this is a significant lifestyle change. Obviously, we talk about this often, but I mean, it's a major gear shift, right? So if you can understand that and kind of maybe get your brain kind of in tune with that a little bit sooner than later, that's going to hopefully help alleviate some of that stress.
Absolutely. Because for the last 30 or 40 years, depending on the age you are, when you actually, you know, kind of hang it up to retire and move on to what's next, it's, you know, you've had a place to be. You've got to get up. You had to go to work. You were on the clock. You know, you had meetings, you had deadlines, you had projects, sales calls, whatever it was that, you know, you did as a vocation. You had to be somewhere at certain times. And now all of a sudden, every day is Saturday. The biggest kind of risk or change is really one mentally that comes with this that we see with a lot of clients. And we let them know about this ahead of time too, because they don't really think through this. It's one thing to not have to punch that clock anymore, you know, for that proverbial clock out there. But at the same time, it's a lot of individuals' value because they have been doing the same thing for 20, 30, 40 plus years. And a lot of the social relationships, all those things were built into the fact that they were working. And now all of a sudden that goes away. There is a sense of loneliness that kind of creeps in a little bit because their self-worth was tied to what they did, because that's all they've known is, this is who I am. This is what I do. And a lot of, you know, as people age, their friend groups tend to get a lot smaller. And a lot of people's friend groups, actually intentional or unintentional, are with people that they work with. So that is their social outlet. Yeah. You know, so you need to understand that lifestyle that comes with that. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You just want to prepare yourself for it. So that way you're like, how am I going to spend my time? How am I going to stay in touch with people and just be more proactive about it?
Yeah. And then that allows you to go to number two, which is embrace those new opportunities, those new challenges, right? You know, one of the things about being human that sometimes we kind of like and dislike is, you know, stagnant, right? Kind of sometimes complacency is kind of good. You're like, okay, this is comfortable and this is easy. But we also kind of like challenges. And there's going to certainly be new challenges whenever you go into retirement.
Yeah, and you need to embrace those, because when you retire, you know, you're not taking challenges out of your life. You're just moving on to new ones. So you need to start tackling those new things. What are the things that you've always wanted to do, but either because of commitments or time or other kind of things that were associated when you were working, you just didn't have the ability to do that? Well, now you can. You know, you're at the stage of the life that, you know, you're starting a whole nother chapter. So find those challenges that you enjoy and the ones that are just going to keep you active as well. Because, you know, even going back to the lifestyle, the sedentary side of it is, you know, from a health perspective, you've got to stay active in retirement. That doesn't mean you got to show up to work anywhere. It just means that you got to still be involved doing something, something that you care about, something that interests you, to keep that body moving.
Yep.
Because if you just, you know, go sit on the lazy boy and pull it out and be like, hey, I'm retired, that's okay for a while. But what happens is then you got to start getting some health issues start to creep with that. So to stay kind of vibrant in your go-go years, you want to find some challenges that are going to really kind of push you in those early years.
Yeah, for sure. My mom's 83, Mike, and she was just over earlier this month. Well, she's over often, but just for Easter, for example, she was kind of walking around with the dogs and moving around. And after just a little while, a couple hours and going up and down the steps on the deck, she's like, yep, I'm tired. Take me home. It's like, I need to get sit in my lazy boy for a little bit. It's like, yeah, but you also got to move too, right? So to your point, it's very important. So then, you know, let's talk about keeping our options open to eliminate that stress feeling. Maybe don't get so locked in or overly focused on any one particular thing. You have a little bit more, you know, freedom. I mean, I know when we have a plan, obviously we want to have a good strategy. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying kind of be a little flexible within there. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. I'll give you a couple examples and geographical examples, you know, that leading up to retirement, especially here, you know, in the Midwest, in the Chicago market and things, you get a lot of individuals that say, hey, you know, as soon as I'm done, we're heading south, you know, go to the southeast, go southwest, we're getting a condo in Florida, whatever it happens to be. And then all of a sudden, you know, they retire and Mike, we're on our way. And we've crunched the numbers for them. What's the cost difference, the tax difference and all that. So they just said that this is my next landing spot. And then they get there. And they realize that going on vacation for a week or two or there is different than actually living there year round. And then all of a sudden they're like the humidity, the bugs, the alligators, you know, whatever it happens to be.
Right.
It's not quite that panacea that, you know, that dream that they actually thought it was. And many of them actually wind up, you know, moving back and get closer to family and friends. I know another one we just recently had a couple, great couple that we work with. They both retired early. And their goal was, you know, we want to move out to the southwest in the mountains. So they moved out to the southwest, sold their place here in Illinois, moved out there. It's the most beautiful place in the world. And they loved it. And then about 3 months went by and they started saying, you know what? It is beautiful here. But I didn't realize it got so cold up in the mountains because I'm in the southwest, right. You know, and it's I didn't realize it gets 30s in the winter, you know, because they had only visited it nicer times. And they're like, hey, it's nice being up here in the mountains. But if we got to go to the hospital, we're getting a little older now. We got to go to the hospital. It's an hour drive away. Walmart's 45 minutes away. So all the amenities and the things that you thought you wanted, because you had seen that picturesque thing on your various travels and travails, or you had family that in the area. Once you're actually knee deep in it, you just want to keep your options open and say, you know, what we like to do with a lot of clients is what we call a test drive of either retirement or test drive, even the living side is, hey, go rent someplace for a month, you know, actually spend there like a local, you know, where you're not just, hey, it's going to the beach and the pool and golfing every day. Instead, we got to go to the grocery store. You know, we got to hang out at the local places. We got to be more mindful of how we're spending our money because the time we're there and see, is that the same experience you were hoping it was going to be?
Yeah, you know, that's pretty funny how you're talking about Florida there. Just literally today as we were chatting, a friend of mine texted me, they're having to drive down for something to help their kid out or whatever. And it's like, I hate traffic in Florida. I had forgotten how much I can't stand it. He used to live there and now he doesn't, right? And so it just reminded him. He's like, oh, this, yeah, I'm not a fan. So you never know, right? So you got to keep your options open in case you do make a change and it doesn't work out. In this person's case, they lived in Florida, didn't like it, got too hot, got too trafficky, moved someplace else. So very good idea to keep those options open. And also keep your sense of perspective as well, Mike.
Yeah, perspective is really important. A lot of things, and I think about a year or two ago, we had an entire podcast on this, is that retirement's actually fairly new. You know, this isn't something that's been around for hundreds of years that most people did. Typically, one of two things happen. Either one, you were more agrarian, more rural, and you just worked until you couldn't. And you were either taken care of by the kids because all the family lived together, or you just dropped dead. You know, that was your retirement at that point. Even Social Security, when you think about it, Social Security didn't come out until about 80 years ago. When it came out, it said, hey, at 65, you get this retirement income benefit. Well, the average male lived to 61 and the average female lived to 63 at that time. So it wasn't really a big benefit for anybody. You know, most people didn't make it that far. Yet that's what it was designed. Now with people living well into their 80s, if not 90s and beyond, you know, you need to keep that perspective and you need to make sure that you're managing your health, you're managing your life, and you're managing your wealth to account for what has changed over here. And understand that you want to be able to have flexibility in all those decisions that you make. So whether it was like the moving to a new area, whether it was how much we can and can't spend on a regular basis, or how you spend your time, take all those things into account just so you can maintain perspective on what retirement really looks like for you.
Yep. And if you need help with that, well, then that's the final piece. That's finding a good financial professional. Because look, money causes stress. We all know this. All throughout our life, it's usually a huge source of stress. So why have it be one in our retirement years? You know, having that good strategy in place and working with a good team, Mike, is going to hopefully help eliminate as much of that as possible.
Yeah, money is the number one cause of stress. Money is the number one cause of divorce, and even what they call, you know, silver divorce, which are individuals in their 50s and 60s plus. You know, now that the kids are gone, all of a sudden you're spending more time together, and then maybe you've grown
like you
apart. Yeah, exactly. You know,
right.
It was masked by, you know, raising the kids and being busy and those things. But, you know, even outside of that, what comes down to is, you know, what are your thoughts on money now that it's real? And is this how we want to spend the next 20, 30 years that we have on this planet? And then, you know, are you going to be living a diminished retirement because you're not making the right choices? And I kind of use the analogy of like an, you know, a gas gauge and you're driving through the desert. We're talking about a client in the Southwest. So you're driving through a desert and you look at it and you're like, you know, all of a sudden the fuel light comes on. And if you've got a digital one, it'll say, hey, 35 miles left, you know, before it goes. And then you look up and you're just like, next gas station, 50 miles. And it's not that really, it's not that when you run out of money that this is a problem. It's all of that angst, all that stress leading up to that, you know, and that's how a lot of people in the last 5, 10, 15 years of their retirement feel. If they haven't had a good plan, if they haven't been working with a fiduciary advisor, if they don't have confidence in where their income's coming from, their tax plan, all those things, is all of a sudden they're holding on to everything so tight because they just don't know. They don't know if they could spend. They don't know if they can go on that vacation. They don't know what they can do because they're so worried about not knowing what's ahead that they're like that couple just staring at the gas gauge being like, I hope I can make it. I hope I can make it. I hope I can make it. But life doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
You can actually just get a financial plan, whether it's through us or another fiduciary advisor that says, hey, if I need income for my investments, here's where I can get them from. If I want to legally pay less in taxes, how do I do that? If something happened to me, how would I pay for healthcare? And when something eventually happens to us, then have we avoided probate? Are the assets going to the kids, the grandkids, the church, whoever we care about? That's the benefit of having a real financial plan, giving you some clarity, giving you some confidence.
All right, folks. Well, you know what to do at this point. Reach out to Mike and his team. If you need some help, consider give him a jingle or getting on the calendar with him by going to the website, crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com, and figure out how to start managing that potential retirement stress. Get out ahead of it, crystallaketax.com. And, of course, you can always submit a question into the show and ask your question to the team right there as well. So just let them know if you need some help. But we've got Samantha in Schaumburg. We're going to wrap that up the podcast this week with this, Mike. She said, I just retired 2 months ago. The husband plans to retire in 5 more months. The idea of him being around the house every day feels daunting. You were just kind of talking about that. I don't know if I like you anymore. So I'm thinking I might have to get out of town fairly often so that we're not getting on each other's nerves, which would mean spending more money than we spend now. Is it foolish to spend money as a retiree, you know, that we never would have spent while we're still working? So to your point, like having these extra things, right? Maybe going and seeing the grandkids more often or going and doing whatever activity because you guys realize you can't be up each other's, you know, hind ends all day long.
Yeah, this one hits close to home, and I'm going to share a story with you only because I know my 83-year-old in-laws are not listening to the podcast, right? So my father-in-law, amazing man, and my mother-in-law is amazing as well, just in case they do listen, they are amazing, is that he retired at 59 and a half from his job because he could touch his retirement money, and he has a pension and some other things, without getting that 10% penalty. You know, so he had been working hard, saving hard, being very diligent, so at 59 and a half, he could retire. Financially, he's in great shape, so it was a good decision on his end. My mother-in-law, who was also 59 and a half at the time, said, okay, well, you've got to keep working till 65 because one of us has to cover till Medicare, you know, so it has to bridge. So she's like, okay, she loved what she was doing and that. So she worked for another 5.5 years. 65 rolls around. Hey, financially, we can hang it up. And she looked over at how he spent the last 5.5 of his years and said, I am absolutely not doing that. I'm not just sitting on the couch, not doing anything. She's very active. So she continued to work until she was 79 years old. You know, so it's worked for a local grocery store as a cashier and some other things because she did not want to just sit home and do nothing. That wasn't her version, you know. So we talk about, you know, each of you later in silver divorce and all those kind of things is that everybody needs to kind of come together on what retirement looks like for them. So, you know, they're both 83 right now. They're both as happy as two 83-year-olds can be when they're married. But that was the, you know, with, when Samantha starts out with, you know, you just retired, and you're not sure about being around each other, you know, 24/7 going forward, which then bleeds into the income side of it. And the income side of it is, you know what, you do have more time on your hands. You are going to have more opportunities to spend money. But the key thing here is, can you? So when you take a look at your investments, you take a look at your financial plan, you know where your income's coming from, you're not spending any principal in order to do it, you absolutely can take that trip. You absolutely can spoil the grandkids. You absolutely can do all the things that you want to, even though while working, you may not have wanted to do that. And here's why, because as a mindset, you've been a saver your entire life. From the time you were 18 all the way up until retirement, you've done nothing but saved for this moment. And now the world and me, we're telling you to be a spender, right? You know, and it's just a mental shift that's very difficult for you to make, because for the last 30, 40 years, you've been a saver and now you need to be a spender, but the paycheck stopped. So Samantha, as long as your plan says it's okay to spend that money, then by all means, spend it in a way that not only are you going to enjoy it, but you get to see your family enjoy it at the same time. Now, as far as, you know, how it's going to be like hanging around the house with you and your husband, you just got to get on the same page as far as that goes. Otherwise, you'll probably be going back to work like my mother-in-law and, you know, retire at 79.
Yeah, you certainly got to find a happy ground there. There's nothing wrong, I think, maybe early on, you know, doing a few things to alleviate that. But if you certainly hadn't budgeted for it or planned for it, then it could get a little daunting if it's a, you know, a longer term deal. So, and you got to kind of tackle, you know, tackle your problems head on as well. But certainly some good things for you to think about, Samantha. Great question. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And folks, thank you for listening to us. We always appreciate your time here on Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, founder at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Find them online at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform app you like to use. And we'll catch you next time here on Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial and Sound Income Strategies, LLC, are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial is a franchise of the Retirement Income Source. The Retirement Income Source and Sound Income Strategies, LLC, are associated entities.